the role we're in, how do we serve better and make it more convenient for not just like us getting out to people, but even for the people themselves, having not to go to each individual and try to have a conversation. So that's what came about here. We started talking about what if we did a joint town hall with all of us together. People will get to see some differences in us, but they'll also get to see where, you know, we agree and we can work together on things. It kind of fit in with the theme that I think all of us heard in the last election, my last election 4 years ago, and that was people want to see us starting to work together. And I think this group has found out how to do that, and we're very respectful with our differences, but rock solid with our agreements. And I think people will get to see that. Give them a chance, as I said, to come out one time. We'll travel around the whole UP and meet with them, and hopefully both sides will benefit from this.
I'm curious from your experience and your standpoint, when you look at trying to get legislation done in Lansing, how important is it to have not only both sides of the aisle represented, as you have in this, but both chambers and actually getting something done?
Well, I think it's been working quite well for us. Because anytime you can move something in a bipartisan fashion, it kind of takes the edge of the politics out of it, because you know that the other side's not going to come and attack and twist whatever the issue might be to make you look bad, because they'd have to make themselves look bad, so they're not going to do that. And I don't, you know, both sides are doing this. That's the problem I see with politics. But when you have a bipartisan effort, it takes the edge off of that, and then when you need votes, when you got both people in both sides of the aisle, you know, pushing for votes and trying to garner enough votes to get a bill through, you got a great shot at getting it, because you got a lot bigger pool to pick from, and versus a partisan issue where you got to have just Republicans to get it through or just Democrats to get it through.
We're speaking with State Senator Tom Casperson this morning. He's taking part in a series of town hall meetings over the next couple of weeks with Representative Scott Dianda, John Kivala, and Ed McBroom. They will be in this evening. They will be in Houghton, or I should say Calumet. Let me rephrase that. Calumet High School tonight, Newberry High School on Tuesday, Marquette Township Hall on Wednesday, and then other meetings coming up next week, those meetings from 6 to 7 local time. Tom, what do you think are going to be some of the key issues that you think you're going to hear? I know you're always talking with your constituents when you're home, but what do you think that'll transfer over, and what do you think will be talked about?
Yeah, I think we're going to hear a lot about jobs, what's the opportunity for jobs, our economy, because that seems to always be on the forefront of things, and so I expect that. That would include the mining opportunities, some of the opportunities with health care, whether they survive, don't survive. I've got a lot of hospitals throughout my district, and I know that some areas they're really struggling. Ontonagon would be case in point. Just to have a health care facility there for the people has been difficult. So I think those things will be talked about. The West End, I'm pretty sure, well, I shouldn't say just the West End, probably the whole UP. The Wolf issue is still on the table. I'm pretty sure that's going to come up. I never dreamt that would become what it is, but it has become one huge issue.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be discussing that. I think mining, because of the opportunities that are still out there, I think are going to be coming up. You've got the recent one on the East End with the proposal going on over there. You've got the White Pine proposal on the West End, over in the Iron Mountain area, the Groverland mine is being looked at. Those types of things, I think, are going to be on people's minds.
Well, again, these town hall meetings are coming up this week and next. It's 6 to 7 local time. Calumet tonight, Newberry High School tomorrow, and Marquette Township Hall on Wednesday. Then next week you'll be out more in the east or in the west and the central. It looks like Ironwood, Iron Mountain, and Escanaba. But you're certainly encouraging folks to come out. Now's a good time to get opinions and thoughts and concerns voiced, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And some things can come out of that might be good for us to hear. Some of the best legislation I think we've been able to move has come from citizens that I've talked to. So we're looking for that too, something we might be missing.